Thank you, Rabbi Framowitz. Not a guy, but everything else he said was true. Mishisma Adasir of Kokos. It's really, really a pleasure to be here, and it's a big Kiddush Hashem that at the end of a work day, in the middle of the week, in a busy week, and before Tanis, to come out and learn Torah, it's a big thing. Since Rabbi Framowitz started talking about Torah, you know, it says at the end of the Megillah that Mordechai was Rotzi L'Roiv Echav. He was accepted by the majority of his brothers. Now that sounds like the understatement of the year. You know, it's like saying that Mike Tress and Irving Bunim and Rav Aaron Kotler engaged in that Sola from the Shaya, and most people liked what they did. Most people. Mordechai was only Rotzi L'Roiv Echav. What would be the choice? Otherwise, L'Hashmid L'Arav V'L'Abed is called a Yehudim. It's not fair. But you know, he would get the polls would say about, you know, 80%. What does it mean? So it says, Pirushim Imenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Why? Because since he was engaged in the palace intrigue, he was Mevatel Torah. So Pirushim Imenu Miksa Sanhedrin. So of course the obvious question is, what should he have done? Let everybody die? We know that if you're sitting by the beach and you see a man drowning, but you're orangutan in a taisvis and you say, no, I just got the Rabbeinu Tam's chat, drown on my time, not on your time. No. And you let him drown, you're a chassid sheikh. You're actually a murderer. What should have Mordechai said? In a palace? Somebody else's problem. I'm living tafakayin right now. You know, bother me. I'll be finished in a few weeks, then call me up. Before I start Tom Kiker, I'll see if I can do something. What's Pshat? So the Gemara extrapolates from this. G'dayla Talmud Torah Yoyser Me'atzalas Nefashos. So what does that mean? I have in my Daf Yomi's Hatzalah members. They get a call to code. Right? So what do? Get on the radio. Sorry, Rabbi Weiss is finished at 9 o'clock. See you then. Hold the fort. They don't do that. They close the Gemara and they're out of there. But wait, can I look down and tell you some Hatzalah's in the bus? So the simple meaning is that of course they got to close the Gemara and they got to run out. But they would have more reward if they were able to sit and learn. Or to put it a different way, he's out there saving a man's life, sending a husband back to his wife, sending a father back to his children, but the people that are finishing Dav Zayin and Menachos are getting more reward. That's the Bashem Shem. So one time, many years ago, I went to Rav Miller's shir. This is going back maybe, I don't know, 25 years ago. I went to Rav Miller's shir with the special design. I didn't plan on speaking about this, but since Rabbi Framowitz started about Torah, with the special design to ask him this shayla. If a person has to leave the Gemara to do a mitzvah she'ena yochel asay sa yidei acher, should he be happy or sad? Simple question. It doesn't have to be so dramatic as a tzaddik. It could be that I'm sitting and learning by the dining room table, and my wife is bathing the kids. And she says, Maish, I need a hand, they're getting a little unruly. Oh, so that's a mitzvah she'ena yochel asay yidei acher. What should my wife do? Call somebody else's husband? I said, the mitzvah sheni yochel asay yidei acher. So I have to close the question. Should I be happy or sad? Interesting philosophical question. I never got to ask the question. That's another story. I got to ask the question. So I'll tell you how I always wade in into it. I should be happy. Why? Because my job in life is to do avodah Hashem. My avodah might help my wife. The Hatzalah members of Avodas Hashem says that he has to close the Gemara and save a life. He's doing it. After all, that is the number one purpose. As Elikim Yirak, he's Ekal Adam, as Kehela says, right? So if Tavar, I told Nishma, right? Ma Hashem Elikech Shoyo, Ma Yimaki, and Liyira. So that's when you score. You score big when you do that with Hashem. Avodas Hashem dictates that now you have to close the Gemara, even more than that. Why is learning so great? G'dayla Talmud, Shat Talmud, Mevi'a L'day Mas. Okay. But now let me tell you a Chassam Sefer. It's a fascinating Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer asks, why did the Sanhedrin demote Mordechai? It says that initially Mordechai was numbered after four in the Anshei Knesset Gdayla. And after the miracle of Purim, he was pushed down to after five. He was demoted. Why demote him? So the Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing. He says that if the Ribbono Shel Olam finds your Torah to be essential for the world, he'll get other people to save colleagues. If Hashem considers your Torah so vital, then the children won't be problematic in the bath. So there is some kind of lacking in your Torah if it's orchestrated that you're taken away from. That's different. I mean, this is lofty stuff, you know? Lofty stuff. That's what the Sanhedrin said. But let me tell you something that we all could sink our teeth in. This is something that the Chof Chaim said that leaves such a roshim on me. Because I see this happen. I see Hatzalah guys leave my shir and save lives. And then they come back to the shir if they can. The Chavetz Chaim says, since G'dayla Talmud Torah Yosem Atzalos Nefashos, he says, what would happen, God forbid, Chas V'Shalom, you see somebody in the room in the corner, all of a sudden clutch his chest and keel over. So you run to the phone, you start saying, what's the number? What's the zip code? What is it? 914? No, not anymore, 94, 845, no, 212, what is it? EV7, even where's he? There's all these numbers on this phone. Like, EV7, what's the address over here? This is Vermont, this is New York, this is Muncie, is it New Jersey? Whatever. By the time you finally get through that, so the man's dead. He says, how would you feel the rest of your life that you could have saved a man, but you messed up? He said, your whole life, it would bother you. You had a Sunday you could learn an hour and you didn't. If that's the way we feel because we didn't save a life, it should have to bother us that we could learn Torah and we don't. He says, that's the Chiddush of G'dayla Talmud Torah Yosem Atzalos Nefashos. How much should it bother us when we had an hour? It was a long day. We had an hour if we were out arguing what we should do, when we should do it, how we should do it. You had an hour, you could have sat down, opened up a Megillas Esther, a Mamloyes, a Pirush on the Megillas Esther, before we know we're going to break out the Haggadahs. We could have done it, and we didn't do it. G'dayla Talmud Torah Yosem Atzalos Nefashos. How the fact that we could have learned Torah has to bother us. And again, since we are promoting a night kaidel, I want to tell you a story that happened many years ago to me with Rav Schwab, Zech Tzadik L'Rachis Chusiyogin Aleinu. About 21 years ago, my shul was based in a basement. It was a wealthy man who had a basement, and I was a rub in that basement for about 10 years, 9 years. before we moved into our building. The man passed away tragically, lost all his money. We lost the shul overnight. So I started a building campaign. So the president, Zol Dankeson, told me, Rabbi Weiss, you know, we were all poor people, we're school teachers, civil servants. Maybe we should just disband the shul. So I looked at him. Disband the shul? He says, well, you know, it's not right to assume that the Balabatim can take upon themselves a building project. You know, maybe it's a burden that's not fair. And he said to me, in all fairness, I don't think that the Rav should ask this Shiloh to Reb Ruvain, because you're a Talmud of Reb Ruvain. I think he's Nagevadavra, a Talmud as a shul. So I said to him, you know what, I'm going to the Agudah convention. The first Gadol I meet, I'll ask. We made up. First Gadol I met was Rav Schwab. So I sit down, I told him I have a weighty shyly to ask him. So he says, why don't we eat breakfast together? So we eat breakfast. At that time, I was giving a very large Daf Yomi bar. I'm still giving it, but then it was like the only English, one of the only English Daf Yomis in Bar Park. I had like 250 people by the Daf Yomi. So he asked me, how does a Magid Shir learn Torah Lishma? He says, you know, you say Pshatim, you feel good. You feel good, you have personal satisfaction, you're telling people Pshatim. How is that Torah Lishma? So I didn't answer. He says, I'll tell you how it's Torah Lishma. He says, we can't learn Torah Lishma that way. We get so much kishmak giving over the saying the chidush. He says, but we have Balabatim that come after a long day. They're watching the clock. Their eyes are closing. He says, that's Torah Lishma. He says, you're a gairim of Torah Lishma. That's your Torah Lishma. That's what Rav Schwab told me. So I'm honored to be your gairim. I'm honored to be your gairim. By the way, he told me to take it to a vote. And we took it to a vote. Well, he astonished me. He told me, no, you should take it to a vote whether to close down the shul. And he told me not to worry about it. And Baruch Hashem, it was an overwhelming vote to build a building. We built the building with great miracles. A handful, 40 Balabatim at a time, built the building. It's worth over $1 million. I till this day, I have no idea how we did it. Baruch Hashem, we did it now 19 years. Talking about building it more. But anyway, it's all because of the way you started. You know? It's not started, but let's now turn our focus to the Megillah. I call this Shia Secrets of the Megillah because the truth of the matter is that you have to be a cryptologist to really learn the Megillah. Cryptologist is somebody that cracks codes. You see, the Megillah is not like any of the other holy scriptures. The Megillah is the only one of those canonized scriptures that were introduced officially at the time of writing into the Paras Madai Chronicles. So therefore, Mordechai and Esther knew that whatever they wrote had to pass the censor of the Persians. Now that makes writing the Megillah very difficult because the Megillah wants to tell the story that Ahasuerus was a completely wicked man. But at the same time, Ahasuerus had to read the Megillah and be very comfortable with it. So therefore you have to read mamish between the lines. Vayibi me Ahasuerus, who Ahasuerus, says the Gemara, who Ahasuerus berish osoy mitchilosoy vatsoy. He was wicked from beginning to end. And by the way, that's literally. He was wicked from beginning to end. His reign was for 14 years. From the secular year, from the year, the Hebrew year, 3,992 to 3,406. Those were the years of Ahasuerus' reign. Even with all of his love for Esther, which was genuine, he did not rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. He told Esther, your son, Darius II, Dayovish the Beis, will rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And indeed, in the year 3,408, when Darius was 9 years old, he started rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. The name Achashverosh is Ochiv Shel Rosh. They told him. He said, what's this name Achashverosh? What does it stand for? I said, no, it's telling you you're like another great monarch, the brother of Nebuchadnezzar. But we know it's Achashverosh. You got a headache. You're just the mention of the name Achashverosh. Achashverosh. Or Achashverosh is Hishchir. He blackened the face of the B'nai Yisrael in fasting. 72-hour fast. 72 hours. Right? It says that she said, V'tzumo alai v'al teichlu v'al tishtu. Why is it repeated itself? V'tzumo alai v'al teichlu v'al tishtu. So you might think, well, it's 72 hours, so you'll have pachas mikazayas, a schnapps glazel of orange juice, and a pretzel nugget every 9 minutes, right? So she said, no pachas mikazayas, I'll take love, I'll dish them. 72 hour fast, this was because of this monster, Achashverosh. There's so many things in the Megillah that have to be clandestine because of this. For example, you would think since the Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa, it should tell us what happened to Vashti. According to one opinion, she was burnt alive. According to another opinion, her head was chopped off, and brought on a plate to Achashverosh at the Suda to calm him down. So you would think, write it down, Vashti, the Jew hater, her head was brought on a plate. That would be such a thing to put in the Megillah. The Megillah is so parav about it. Asher lo sovoi Vashti lifnei amelech. Doesn't even say she was killed. Umalchuso yitin amelech l'ru'usa toivim imeh. Why so coy? Presuming Lisa! And he burnt her, this wicked woman! You know why? Because Achashverosh would look at them foolish that he did it because of Haman, and then he hung Haman. So it just makes him look like a klutz. So he didn't want that. So therefore the Megillah just glosses over it. See, there's another very big question. There's no mention of Hashem's name in the entire Megillah. This glaring omission is more than remarkable. It's unheard of. You should know it's always been a hallmark of our people that the Shem Shemayim Shkura Bepim. When Yaakov went in to masquerade as Esav, so Yitzhak said, how come so fast? So Yaakov said, Ki ikra Hashem, because Hashem chanced me the animals. It's true, he got them from Rivka. So Yitzhak said, come here, let me fill you. What made him suspicious? He said, did you say Hashem? Did I hear Hashem? That's not the way my Esav talks. That's the way my Yaakov talks. Okay, Yitzhak pardoned Esav because since he hunted and he was outside and became a summit to Nefes, he didn't want to get used to saying Shem Hashem. Yitzhak had all kinds of understanding of it. But he says, that's not my Esav, that's my Yaakov. That's Kel Yaakov. By Klal Yisrael, it's always, how is everything? Dank Gott. Baruch Hashem. You had a baby? Yeah. Baruch Hashem blessed us with a child. That's always the way of Kaisim. Yitzhak Shem, Siyatid Shemayim. You know, we make fun of it. But that's the way Shem Shemayim Shkura Befinu. But especially, the Gemara says in Megillah, Rabbanan Paskin Lapiska Lahai, the Rabbanan open up the Drasha Megillah, V'ro Kol Afseyaretz. And the whole world, when did the whole world see Hashem? That's at the time of Mordechai Enes. Achashverosh ruled the whole world. So they saw Hashem. So put Hashem in the Megillah. simple reason why Hashem is not in the Megillah is again because the Megillah was introduced into the Chronicles of Parsha Mordechai. And if they put the name of Hashem, Mordechai and Esther knew that the Persians would supplant it with their deity. And those Greeks that got the letters would supplant it with Zeus. So therefore, since it says V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, you shouldn't cause that idol's name should be mentioned. So they had to leave out Hashem's name. And by the way, this took a lot of, again, if you're a student of the Megillah, you know this took a lot of work to leave out Hashem. When Mordechai told Esther, if you don't go in, Revach Vatzala Yama Yla Yehudim Memokim Acher. What do you mean, Memokim Acher? Me Hashem! Can't say me Hashem, so you have to say Memokim Acher. When Esther said, Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim, go and gather all the Yehudim, V'tzumo Olai. What do you mean, V'tzumo Olai? That's the main thing. V'spalel! So it's hinted to knois is bigamatria kail. Anytime you make a kinnis, the main thing is the kail. But you can't say it because she couldn't say in daven to Hashem. So she said, just like knois is kail, you didn't figure it out. Because it didn't say daven to Hashem. Everything about the Megillah is in code. I'll tell you another aspect of the Megillah that's in code. One of the great studies of the Megillah is the diatribe of Haman. The Gemara tells us, "Lekaman the Yoda Lishna Bisha Kahaman." No man had a bad tongue like Haman. So the Yaris Dvash says that the Gemara says, Lishna Bisha, that's Lashna Hara. That means that it was all true, whatever Haman said. It's a tremendous study. Could spend the whole night just on this study. Whatever Haman said was true, it's a tremendous stamp of approval. Lishna Bisha, otherwise it's Maisa Shemra. It's all true. Just in the true Amaleki tradition, Amalek is the letters of La'akim, to twist, to make crooked. He twisted everything that was true. But it was all true. And therefore, from Haman's diatribe recorded in the Targum Sheni, the Me'amlois discusses it in great length, the Ben Ishchai discusses it in great length, there are tremendous lessons to be learned. So why isn't it there in the Megillah? It's such a study. Again, because do you think we want to give this ammunition to our enemies throughout the ages? Do you think we want the Hitlers and the Chmelnytskys, Yamach Shemam V'Zichram, to have this ammunition, the Luthers? So it's, again, it's you have to be a cryptologist. You have to unearth it, mine it from the words of the Megillah. But this is some study, for example, Haman HaRasha said, Yashnayam Echad. So the Gemara says, Yashenim Heim Min HaMitzvahs. Nowhere does he say that we didn't do the mitzvahs. Oh no, that would be a lie. We did the mitzvahs. But we did it sleeping. You know, Davening Shemayit Esrei? I hope he's not going to talk too long, because I got a whole night ahead of me. What time does the Tanna start tomorrow? I think I'll get up to eat before because of daylight savings time. Oh, I got a shop for Shalach Manas. Yeah, I wonder how many of the kids are coming for Yom Tov. Oh, Sunday there's going to be more Shalach Manas. Oh, it's going to be a long weekend. Maybe Monday will be a quiet day. That's Am Shemayin Esrei, right? That's Am Shemayin Esrei. Yeshayin in the name of the mitzvahs. Put on tefillin, half asleep. Haman knew how to talk about us. Because Achashverosh told him, you must be mad to think that I should agree to start up with the Jews. He must be mad. Look what happened to Paro. In 4 hours, 9 million people went into the sea. Look what happened to Sanherib. One night, 165,000 legions. Look what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar. One night, hanging on the wall. You think I'm nuts? So Haman unleashed such a verbal attack against our people. Yoshenim, it says the Targum Sheni. In the word Yoshenim is Shinehon Ravravon. They have big teeth, these people. Now Haman says, they're always eating. They're always eating. They eat on Shabbos, they eat on Yom Tov, they eat on Pesach. They're always eating. They say Shabbos Ayayim, Yom Tov Ayayim. So as a matter of fact, the Likutei Maria brings down that this is the makar that on Shabbos we eat the food we say the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. The Matan Ephraim brings down that when we shower or bathe the Kavod Shabbos Yom Tov, we should say when we bathe the Kavod Shabbos. The Makar Chayim brings down that when we put on special begotten, we should say the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. And they bring that this is based on a pasuk v'karos on the Shabbos Oynik. You should call and proclaim Shabbos in the light. But the Makar is from Haman's report. That was the Minig Yisrael. They're always saying Shabbos Hayayim, Pesach Hayayim. But you have to understand how much of a lesson is here. Here's a person. He's 98 years old. He passes away. He goes up to Shemayim. The Rabbi Nisham says, Mishnah Shmuel, yes. I have written over here that you ate 64,584 pieces of kishka. Rabbi Nisham, you have good accounting. I like kishka. It says over here also 34,000 pieces of gala. Yeah, my wife made good gala. Oh, a lot of gefilte fish. But let me ask you something, Moshe Shmuel. It says over here that you had 459,748 spoonfuls of cholent. And not once did you think that I created the world. Boo. You thought about if it needed more salt and pepper, too much paprika, but nothing about Briyas Olam. Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Yeshayim Eimin HaMitzvahs. It's so important. When Esther said, Kiva'uni L'doros, she went to the Anshei Knesset HaGdailah and said, Kiva'uni L'doros. You have to know that was very uncharacteristic. The women of old never wanted their name in lights. Kol kavud bas melech panima. That Esther should demand kiva'uni l'dairus. Okay, we know that Esther was desirous that her name should be clear. That no one should suspect that she wanted Ahasuerus. She wanted to be the first lady of the universe. And therefore the Megillah does testify batilokach Esther, which means she was taken against her will. An amazing thing, considering the fact that the first queen was executed for not coming to an obscene request, yet when Ahasuerus called his wife to the bedroom, she had to be forced. Mesiras Nefesh. Or how the Megillah testifies that when it came her turn, Loivikshe Dover, she didn't want anything. She didn't ask for a band, for candles, she didn't ask for anything. So this is, it clears her name. But it's much more than that. Esther knew. You see, any of the scriptures, any of them, only record lessons that transcend the times. That's what we say in Kriya Shema. V'hoyu ha'dvorim ha'ela asher anichi mitzavcha hayoyim aluvavecha. Every day It's new. It's for us. That's why we don't have... Why isn't the whole episode of Avram Avinu going into the Kifshin Eish, breaking the idols of his father's shop? It's not there. It's hinted, Urkazdim, I'm Raphael, I'm our pearl, but that's it. Moshe Rabbeinu spent years in a jail when he was in Midian, he was a king, nothing. I have to learn the Sefer HaYosha. I mean, so much history we don't know anything about. Because there's nothing about the scriptures that's history. Only that which is mamish l'dayros is included. Esther said to the Anshei Knesset HaKdoshim, the lessons of this Megillah are needed l'dayros. The people need to know that if you're going to be a show-off in what Hashem gives you, then it's going to end badly. That's a great lesson in the beginning of the Megillah. Here Ahasuerus comes, and he has a 187-day ball. And it's all to show how rich, wealthy, and powerful he is. Be'arav so'er, so'sher, fo'y ma'alkusai, ve'esyukar, tiferes gedulasai, yomim rabim. A whole bunch of days. Not a weekend by mitzvah. Shmoy nim, umas yoyim. 180 days. 180 days show off. And he goes into details. What is this? How beautiful. But at the end of everything is whole. You opened up yourself. You're showing what you have more than everybody else. It all caves in on you and crumbles. And his beautiful wife, one of the most beautiful women in the history of mankind, was executed. And everybody left and said, what a kooky king, he can't even control his own wife. It all came caving down. That's a lesson for all time. That's the great lesson of Ayin Hara. It says, Ayin Hara, Yetzer, Ayin Hara, and Sinas Abrius, Maitinas Adam and Ilam. One of the ways to lose in this world. So people say, Ayin Hara, what's an Ayin Hara? Ayin Hara is when we take what Hashem gave us extra and we flaunt it and people feel bad that they don't have it. Then Hashem says, that's not why I gave it to you. That other people feel bad, because other people feel bad, I'll take it away. That's Ayin Hara. That's one of the great lessons of the beginning of the Megillah. You want to show your wife's beauty? I'll take it away from you. What's the red bendula? What's the red bendula? The magic powers of the red bendula. The red bendula, if there is anything to the red bendula, and it's a min gisrael, so it's that it's a warning red alert. Somebody wears the red bendula under four sleeves. So it's not really effective. Right? Then it might be a real Shabbos Shaila. Right? But the red bendel is there to remind you, red alert! Don't flaunt what you have extra! There's a person who's out of work for 8 months. He just got a new lease. He said, come, let me give you the first one. I give you a ride. I the wheels. How do you like them? Smell the leather. Look at this. Look at this navigator. Never knew I could get to my house this way. Shortcut. The person can't even pay rent, he can't buy fruit, and you're showing him your new car. What are you doing? You're endangering yourself with dying heart. It's one great lesson, as I asked the Zed, give only Lenairites. Every piece of the Megillah, every detail of the Megillah is a lesson Lenairites. What time is Shabbos tomorrow? I want to know what time I can speak to them. All right, when does the Tanna start? Okay. In Slabodka, they had a very unique way of study. You see, one of the big problems is that up here, we are really terrific in. Up here, if I ask you, is Hashem listening when you daven Shemot Esrei? What do you think of Ashegas? But then why, when we're davening, are we daydreaming? Hashem's listening? I know it. But do I feel it? There's a huge canyon between here and here. It's a huge canyon. It's a huge crater. That's what it says. But your data, you don't even know it up here, but my Shiva Yisrael of Avecha, bring it down here. Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. One of the ways we bridge that gap is by repeating things over and over again. That's why it says, by very soon we're going to break out the Haggadah. Very, very soon. Shalom v'darshin. Okay, then my Pesach lamed yoyim. It's Purim. And it gives on Purim to open up a Mishnah Berurah and learn by the Sudas on Hilchos Pesach. Right? I'm the rabbi that always has to check his Haggadahs for Chometz. I always have them out way before Pesach. Now I wrote a Pirush on Benching, so I have them out the whole year. So forget about it. But it says, Afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu levainim. Kulanu is a Canaan. Kulanu yoidim as a Torah. Mitzvah leinu l'sape b'tzias b'tzai. Wow. If we know it all, I know all the pshatim. Then let's learn Menachas. You know, we'll do a quick Seder. You can do a quick Seder. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld in Yerushalayim came home and did a quick Seder. Half an hour Seder. You can do it. Go through. It doesn't take long to say the Haggadah and have the kappas and do it ala Seder after the Dalai Kaisers. He just made 20 minutes Seder, half an hour Seder. Why? Because then he took a nap. By the time Yerushalayim came knocking on his door with Shilas, oh, we lost the Haggadah. Oh, we went and we did Parech before we did Tzofen. My son ate the Haggadah and he slept on the bed. The Haggadah was under the bed. Could we eat it? He slept. Oh, kinds of shaylas. Now, if he wouldn't have taken a nap, says shas to Rabbias al yair. You drink a Rabbias, you can't pask him. So who would pask? Who would pask in all the shaylas? It was shvara shaylas. So he took a nap. He did a quick seder. So look, if you're kolon chacham and kolon vayin, we know all the pshatim already, all the gematrias, everything. Mirmas, the gematria of koyne. We heard all the pshatim am hakeshina, and we know all the. We know it all already. So then, come on, let's learn shirashirim. The answer is that it's not enough to know it. By saying it again and again and again, gets in and it becomes part of us. It gets into the heart. So in Sabotka, they really lived this. In Sabotka, they used to take a younger man, they used to take a towel and wrap it around his head, his eyes, till it was tight. Couldn't see a thing. He had to get dressed, go down the stairs, somebody was there helping him, eat breakfast with the towel wrapped around his head. Then he made the bracha pekeach ivrim totally different. That was sabbat. And we know that they had bati musar, where they would go and they would chant mamorei chazal hundreds of times with a song. One of the Mamorei Chazal that they sang was Toyavas Hashem Kol Givalei. It's an abomination of Hashem. Somebody who's arrogant. Oh, you Toyavas Hashem Kol Givalei. Think about Hama. Everything could have gone well with Hama. Except, you know, You know, when Haman came out, it's an unheard of thing. Ahasuerus gave him a prime ministry, gave him an unheard of privilege. Anybody that saw Haman had to bow down. So when Haman came out, it looks like you were in the gym. Oh, everybody, they had to pick the babies out of the carriages and go like this. It was a show. One old Jew didn't bow down, and Mordechai was old. One old Jew didn't bow down. And because of that, he said, nothing is worth anything to me. And he therefore decided to destroy men, women, and children. But this is a man. If a person is into gaiva, into accolades, into other people's praise, then all that they have could become worthless. It's such a warning against pride. You know, we have a syllabus for Midas. A syllabus. The syllabus of Midos is Pirkei Avos. Only one Mida does it say Me'oid, Me'oid. Only one Mida. Me'oid, Me'oid Hevei Shval Ruach. Very. Now, it's enough to say Hevei Shval Ruach. No. Me'oid. Me'oid wasn't enough. Me'oid, Me'oid. It's a remarkable thing. That's how important it is for shleimus of a person. And it's a very hard job, because from Kinvaizan, from our very youth, we are built on accolades. We want the praise of our parents, we want the praise of our rebbeim. Therefore we grow up wanting plaques and honors. But that's the ruination of man. That's why it says, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Besides humility is Yiras Hashem. Isn't that remarkable possible? Besides humility, is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is everything. Reish Tzchokma, Yiras Hashem, Ein Yiras Hashem, Yiras Tzchokma. Well, Hashem, Yalakach Shalom, Yamakim, Liyara. It's everything. Eikev Anava, Yiras Hashem. Not easy. Not easy. But this is what it's all about. And this is one of the great lessons of Megillah. But we have a cloud. I'm a guest here, so I don't want to overstay my welcome. I figured I would speak till 8:45. Is that all right?
Yes, the welcome here.
9:45.
Is that a.m. right? P.m. Okay. If you have to leave before, do so. I mean, I don't want to. I know it's a busy time. We have a cloud in Yiddishkeit called Hakol Holeich Achar Hatzion. Everything goes after the finale. And therefore, how the Megillah ends is extremely vital. The Megillah ends with a message. It talks about Mordechai. Do reish toiv li'amai. Now there's a fascinating medrash on this pasuk. The medrash says, "Bishah, at the time that the malachim heard Hashem say about Avram, Anoichi Mogen Lach, Amru Malachi, Hashem is Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avram." That's why, by the way, when I say Shmoneh Esrei. When I get up to Magen Avram, blessed are you, Hashem, shield of Avram, I have in mind, first, that you protected Avram from the Kifshon Eish, you protected Avram from the four kings when he went to rescue Lot. Simple kavanah, but it's a kavanah. Now, if you want to get fancy, you could go much further than that. You know, by the Seder, when we say V'hi Sheamdeh, I tell my children, that you are here only because of multiple miracles. You see, my father, Zech Tzadik L'Bracha, Sfusi Yogim Aleinu, passed Mengele Yimach Shemam 3 times for selection and survived 3 selections. That's a chazaka of miracles. Then he survived the death march, when if you tripped for a second, you were shot. And I'll tell you something. It's a childhood memory. Not childhood, I was married, but it's a young memory. Going back almost 30 years, we were in, at that time, Dishner's bungalow colony in South Fallsburg. And there was a particular lightning storm. One of the real summer lightning storms where this ceiling to floor lightning and the lights up in the bungalow are going off and on. It was a Friday night. After the Suda, my father, Oliver Shalom, always had a minig. After the Suda, for a few minutes, he went to lay down on a beach chair right outside the bungalow. So here it is, floor to ceiling lightning. And my father goes out. So my wife, Zangezund, comes running out on the porch. "Mr. Wise, please come in!" She gets hysterical. So I never heard her speak that way. My father certainly never heard that speak that way. So he got up quickly and he came in. He said, "Thank you. You can't go out there now." So my father starts laughing. So he told us, this is just the perspective of a survivor. He told us, when we were on the death march, and it started lightning, our biggest prayer was is that we should get hit by lightning. Is there such a thing? That was our prayer, that we should get hit by lightning. He says, since then, lightning can't scare me. That's what he said. You get a perspective of a survivor. It's all different. All different. My shver Oliver Shalom, Zichrayna Levracha, was already unclothed in front of a ditch and the gun malfunctioned. So I tell my children as we're sitting by the Seder, you are only over here because of multiple miracles of Magen Avraham. But that's of course only just the tip of the iceberg. We that are here today survived, you know how many pogroms, massacres, expulsions that our seed, our family line should still be here? That's Magen Avraham. That's a big bracha. The Medrash continues that when Yitzhak was cured from the Akedah, according to one opinion, he went up 2 years to Shemayim. 2 years that are not in the cheshbon of years. So the Malachim said, "Mechay Ames, by Yaakov is Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov." The Malachim said, "Okay, La Kodesh." Well, fast forward. When the Malachim heard, "Dayresh Toiv Liyamai, the Dayresh Shalom L'chol Zaroi," they said, "Baruch Ata Hashem, I'm a Baruch Esamo Yisrael." Mordechai was the poster child, the prototype, the model of Amavorech Esamo Yisrael Vashem. Says Medrash Agodas Esther, from all of the praises that the Megillah could end off about Mordechai, and there are many of them, Mordechai was the great man of Tevilah. Ish Yudi Ayav, Shoshana Birosh, Moi Mordechai, Ben Yoyer, Ben Shemi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. Want to hear a secret of the Megillah? Fascinating secret. It's a Mauser victory. Mordechai lived both by the first base of Mikdash and the second base. He was by Golas Yechaniah. He gave up the position of being the vice regency of the entire world and moved to Yerushalayim when Daryovish, Esther's son, built the Beis Hamikdash together with Koresh afterwards, and he was appointed Alakinim. He was Psakim. Appointed Alakinim. Ben Shimi, Shimi is Begematria 420. The years of the first temple. Kish is 410, the years of the second temple. To show that he was both by the first temple and second temple. That's Amaz of Itri. But we know what it says in the Gemara, Megillah, Ben Yor, Ben Shehayu, Eina Yisrael, B'Tfilasai, Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Tfilasai, Ben Kish, Ben Shehay, Kish, Al Dal Se Rachamim. Mordechai was the great man of prayer. That's why he's called Ish Yehudi. Even though he was Ish Yemini, a Benjamin Knight, but he was Ish Yehudi, a man of Haidua. That's why we're called Yehudi. That's why Purim is an anagram of Rome Piv, the exaltation of his mouth. Purim is a great day of tefillah. But Medrash HaKodesh Esther says, of all the milas that Mordechai had, Loisayim HaMegillah Ela B'Sholem. L'lamedzko Sheshalom Shokel K'neged HaKel. The Dover Shalom Lechelzer. If you're looking for something to talk about to your family at the Purim Suda, you have a family gathered around the Suda, what should you talk about? To have some table talk. Says the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, on this pasuk, Dover Shalom Lechol Zarot. Learn from Mordechai, who told his Sarai, his seed, his descendants, that they should be at peace with everyone. Dover Shalom Lechol Zarot. The Megillah turned around because Lake Kenosis Kalayim. Haman HaRasha said, Yashno Yamechot Mefuzar HaMofuret Yesh Preda Beinayim, their devices, Hashem won't protect them. So therefore Esther said, Lake Kenosis Kalayim. And in act, Mishloach Monos Ishlei Edeyim. That's why Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Today when we ask everybody, Michael, that's Yom Kippurim. That's why we're able to achieve Kimu v'Kiblu. Kimu mashi Kiblu v'Kvar, like Rav Ramowitz said, Kabbalah Satori Ba'aba, because that needs Achdus. Vayichem Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Ki Yish Echad V'Lei V'Echad, that's the only time that Torah can try. And by the way, that's just not on a national level. That's on an individual level too. You ever wonder why the Torah just doesn't seem to go? It's nicht kein Geschmack. You're not getting accomplishing. There's a vital Tosfos HaRosh. Vital. I always wondered why the backdrop of Har Sinai was Oshan. Smoke. Harofel. Afela. That's not the way I would have made the set of Har Sinai. If they paid me to put up the set of Har Sinai, I would have a sun, after all, Torah is hard. I would have pretty rainbows, different colors than the rainbows, you know, so it shouldn't be a simon ra. I'd make swirling kruvim of light. It would be beautiful. Dark, black, smoke. I always wondered about this. They denied me to do the setup. I always wondered about this. And I looked for years for this question. I found the question only one place. If you have the Schulzinger Chumash, the old Schulzinger Chumash, and the sixth volume is the Tosfos HaRosh. Now there's a red Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh on Chumash, he asked the Kashan, and he says, we weren't Zeicha to the Or Torah, because later we would sin shortly after with the Egel Azav, and therefore we weren't Zeichel Oyot. Now, it's all kinds of philosophical questions on the Taisi Rosh. I, the Rabbi Shalom, only judges Basher Usham. The answer is, the Taisi Rosh said, you want to get the geschmack of Taisi, then you have to be a clay keeble for Taisi. If you're not an Isham, you don't get that geschmack. That's why you have cause and effect in this pasuk. Doyresh totally amoya in toivel a toyresh and amakilaka toivel zati lokem tarasi al tazayvu. And by the way, I realized this years ago that lekach toiv is exactly the gematria dafayin. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that truly amazing? I'll tell you a story, a personal story. See, our daughter now is about 27, Fanny. So this happened 21 years ago. 21 years ago, I was a scholar in residence for part of Pesach. I stay in my shul, first part, but scholar in residence for part of Pesach. And my daughter got an E. coli infection. And I remember I was saying that for me and my wife. There were no cell phones then. So my wife called Atzala and told them to tell me that I should call her. So at that time, Rav Shmuel David Friedman was at my shir. He had a cell phone. Big thing. He had a cell phone. I remember calling her from that cell phone, telling me, you have to come home, finish the shir quickly, you have to come home. Connie's bleeding. I don't know what it is. We rush her to the hospital. She's 3 days in Staten Island Hospital. We have no idea what's wrong. No idea. Anybody here in the audience that's getting my tapes since back in those days? See, who's here before? Stimmel? Huh? Maybe not that long, but Fisher. Maybe somebody else here also. But anyway, I remember then sending out my weekly tapes from the hospital itself. We moved into the hospital. I had in the hospital room my machinery. And in Columbia Presbyterian, there was a mailbox in the lobby. I remember mailing it. But anyway, so after 3 days, I brought in somebody out from outside, Bertrand Cohn, Oliver Shalom. He was a friend of mine. I brought him in to look at my daughter. He said, Rabbi Weiss. I'm sorry.
Development of the ages. It used to be tape recorders. Now it's funny looking things. They're very good. I should ask the question. It says in Pirkei Avos, Yetzer Hara, Ayin Hara, Sina Sabriyas, he says, isn't Sinas Sabriyas a manifestation of Yetzer Hara? I mean, if you hate people, it's because of Yetzer Hara. He's full of himself, that person. It's a Yetzer Hara! What is in the third category? Yetzer Hara, Ayin Hara, Sinas Sabriyas. Sinas Sabriyas is Yetzer Hara, it's the ultimate Yetzer Hara! He said, no. Our biggest problem of Sinas Habrias is because people think that they're doing it because of the Yetzer Tov. He talks during davening. We're going to get him. Throw him out the window. Not good to talk during davening. God will avoid him in the sun. But you're not allowed to talk about it by a Shmuel's book. Rav Moshe said many times, Machloikas Sinas Habrias is generated mitzvah Yetzer Tov. People think it's the right thing. We got to do something about this. We can't let this go. Big problem. Rav Moshe said something else. He said that it's a fascinating thing. I mean, if you wouldn't read it in the Torah, if we wouldn't know it's a pasuk in Torah, it would be hard to believe. After
Korach was swallowed up, it says, V'yiloinu kol ha'eda. And the critical words is kol ha'eda. They murmured to Moshe, Loma ha'mitin ezav Hashem, how can you kill a whole part of the Klal Yisrael? Korach! These were great people, the Sia'eda. So it says kol ha'eda. So Rav Moshe said, what, kol ha'eda? You saw what Korach did. I do it to Snasu al Kal Hashem about what Moshe Rabbeinu Onam Moed we call Adam. But what was this Kol Ha'eda? There was nobody that had some sense in the dark day to know that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do what was right. Kol Ha'eda? You tell me it's a few rabble rousers. Always everybody had a few rabble rousers. But Kol Ha'eda? So Moshe said they knew Korach deserved it. They knew that. They knew it was from Hashem. But they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you couldn't have saved him. Yitamu chatoi, uloi chayte, Moshe Rabbeinu, you had enough clout to save them. Let's save them and they'll learn. They had to be swallowed up, men, women, and children. But Moshe said, but Moshe Rabbeinu knew better. Because the poison of machlokes festers for thousands of years. He says, that's what happened. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of idolatry, bloodshed, and adultery. Real nasty stuff. 70 years later, it was back in business. 70 years later, it was back in business because we realized we were wrong. But for Siras Chinam, it's 2,000 years plus. Adayim Sutton, Merakit Beinein. Machlokes, once it festers, so therefore, Dayver Shalom L'chol Zarei. I'll tell you what I did. I sat down by the table, gathered by my family, and I told them, you know, in certain families, you have to tell the families we're allergic to bee bites. You have to have an EpiPen. Because you never know. In our family, we're allergic to machlokes. Allergic to machlokes. It's chelek mavis. Somebody comes over to you and wants you to be involved. You know, we need some people. We got to do something now. So, excuse me. I'd love to help you, but my father told me I'm allergic to my legs. Allergic to my legs. You know, David Shalom L'chol Zara? It's kedai if you know someone that has internet. Let them download for you the ethical will of Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. It should be on everybody's refrigerator. It's an amazing document. We all know Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, we all know. He writes an ethical will to his family. Now with the parting of your mother, I've begun to think about my own end. He says, you have been wonderful children, grandchildren. For me to ask you that you should be devoted to Ruach Yisrael Saba would be an insult, because I have no reason to believe otherwise. One thing and only one thing I ask you, and that is that inevitably one of you will insult, hurt the other. We ask you, please look away and stay close with each other. It's the only thing I ask of you, and with that, you will bring much nachas to the neshama of the mama, huh? And to me. That was his one request. If you look at Rav Shlomo Goldberg's letters, you'll find a letter, Hachinach, Hachi, I think he says Hachi Gevoya. The most excellent chinach to the children is bias harmony. House of harmony. If you look at the ethical will of Rav Yitzchak Elkanan Spector, I think with this I'll this way I could get you out of here by 9 o'clock. Unless you stay for the kol.
By the way, I brought with me, there are CDs, there's three different CDs on Purim that I brought over here. There are CDs on marriage, on tefillah. There's also a CD, Shidduch Crisis, which is a very interesting CD. There's some of my svarim, if you want me to sign the sefer for you. And if you would like to be part of the group that receives my CDs or tapes every week, it's $26 a month for a weekly CD and $22 a month for a weekly tape. And you could sign up for that as well. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector wrote an ethical will to his Kehillah. And he said, I ask you, I plead with you to always get along with one another. He says, you know how hard I worked to always make sure that that was so. Of all the lessons that the Megillah ends, and there's so many of them, the lessons of tefillah, you know what it means? Ben Shehekeh Shel Dal Se Rachamim. It means that don't be satisfied with asking once. Somebody says, look, I asked Hashem, Hashem doesn't forget me. And Shikha looked at me and said, but I don't want to be a nudge. I don't want to be a nudge. So, you know, I asked Hashem knows if he wants to deliver, you know, I don't have to bother him. No! My Yasa Adam, if he davens and he's not answered, Yasa me is Baal Shanem Akameh El Hashem, Chazak me Yamei Tzibecha Mekameh El Hashem. Hope again, my Shabbat was spelled 515 times sent in Tetzel, and if the Rabbi Nishlam wouldn't have said Rav Loch, he would have kept on dowing. Ben Sheheike Shal Dal Se Rachamim. So we don't daven enough. Not just for ourselves, you know, somebody that's sick and undergoing chemotherapy, you know, somebody that's out of job for a long time, you know, people that have daughters at home that don't have a shidduch. Daven! Asim shalom for families that don't have shalom bayis. Abaruch aleinu for families that are unemployed. Arifaeinu for families that are sick. There's so much to daven for. Especially Purim Day. Purim Day. We say Krivitz Purim. You know what Krivitz stands for? It's such an odd word. We don't ever say Krivitz. Krivitz is Kol Rina B'Yeshua Ba'alei Tzadikim. I'll tell you something else. It says that Haman spoke kurtza in the piyut. We say Tanasetsa, he spoke Kurtza, he spoke slander. Krivitz is one more than Kurtza. Kurtza was an aleph, Krivitz is with a base. He, Mordechai's peh overcame Haman's peh. That's why Purim is rumpiv and marpiv. The bitter mouth of Haman was overcome by the rumpiv, the exalted mouth of Mordechai. But of all the lessons of Purim, the Doyresh Toiv Liyamai, the Doyver Shalom Nehoza, first of all, to know to speak with Shalom to everybody, to get along with your friends, that's easy. You don't get along with your friends, you're not a man. But to be the Doyver Shalom Nehoza, to know how to speak to other people too, people that don't look at the world like you. That's the mark of an Ish Shalem. That's the mantra of Purim. To be Doyver Shalom L'chol Zar, that brings to Yeshua. Like Ramesha said, when Yaakov said, gather around, hey Osmu, and I'll tell you what will happen by Achris Hayomim. He kofzu v'shimu, says Ramesha. It all depends on hey kofzu the hey Osmu. When there's an actus, the Ger Rebbe said, that's what it says. Shoyishanas Yaakov Tzahola V'Sameicha B'Roysam Yachad Tchelis Mardechai. They were able to achieve it because it was B'Roysam Yachad. It was together. We need to demand that from our children. It should be demanded. I want you to be tolerant. You'll be tolerant. They'll serve them well when they get married. If we teach them young to be tolerant, what a lesson.
merit, like Rabbi Kramel had said, of coming out together to learn Torah in the middle of the week. May the Rabbi Shalom Taka grant us that we should all have shalom in our homes. And you prepared your shalom mamas list. I tell people all the time. Make a list. Write down everybody you want to send shalom mamas to. Then tear it up. And send to everybody that was on the board. That's really shocking. That's really shocking. Because it's a time to be ma'aba achva v'regis. That's what Purim is about. Purim is about kol ha'poshet yad noisimoy. The Shabbal Shem says, whoever stretches their hand out to Shemayim. We have in Staten Island, we have a Tillum group that meets at 4 minutes to one. That's says Purim night. Not a long meeting. To say Sefer Tillum. Everybody says a different portion. To daven. It's such a special time of tefillah. Or the giving of tzedakah! And I'm always champions. Champions. That if he had somebody, he said, that made a tabulation how much money he spent on the customs, on the suda, on Shavuot Matzah, and he gave an equal amount of money to Matan Sabyai. Now the need is so great. Ain simcha mefor k'sameach lev ani in the assignment, says the Rambam. There's no greater joy than giving. I remember on Halloween I told people, by the goyim it's trick or treat. By the goyim the object is to get. Trick or treat. By us the object is to give. The shleiach money is shleiach. The uninitiated would say, of course, in order to get, somebody has to give. It's more than that. We're teaching the joy of giving. That's the joy of Purim. The joy of giving. In the schus of our learning, may the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bless us that we should have gezunt, panos, and nachas, good shiduchin, and the biaskel tzedek. Rukhanani mit der Kasch am Ratsa Kirsch Bachel Zaka ist jetzt Israel auf ich frem lang Teuer Mitzvah Shnei Mari Mechavitzum an Zitka Yadu Teuer Vyadu. Amen.